You let me stand on a rock with my feet firm. And you gave me a new song, a song of praise to you. Many will see this, and they will honor and trust you, the Lord God. You bless all of those who trust you, Lord, and refuse to worship idols or follow false gods. You, Lord God, have done many wonderful things, and you have planned marvelous things for us. No one is like you. I would never be able to tell all you have done. Sacrifices and offerings are not what please you. Gifts and payment for sin are not what you demand. But you made me willing to listen and obey. And so I said, I am here to do what is written about me in the book, where it says, I enjoy pleasing you. Your law is in my heart. When your people worshipped, you know I told them, our Lord always helps. When all your people met, I did not keep silent. I said, our Lord is kind. He is faithful and caring, and he saves us. You, Lord, never fail to have pity on me. Your love and faithfulness always keep me secure. I have more troubles than I can count. My sins are all around me, and I can't find my way. My sins outnumber the hairs on my head, and I feel weak. Please show that you care and come to my rescue. Hurry and help me. Disappoint and confuse all who want me dead. Turn away in disgrace all who want to hurt me. Embarrass and shame all of those who say, just look at you now. Our Lord, let your worshipers rejoice and be glad. They love you for saving them. So let them always say, the Lord is wonderful. I am poor and needy, but Lord God, you care about me, and you come to my rescue. Please hurry and help.
Psalm 41. A Psalm by David for the Music Leader. A Prayer in Time of Sickness. You, Lord God, bless everyone who cares for the poor, and you rescue those people in times of trouble. You protect them and keep them alive. You make them happy here in this land, and you don't hand them over to their enemies. You always heal them and restore their strength when they are sick. I prayed, "Have pity, Lord, heal me, though I have sinned against you." My vicious enemies ask me, when will you die and be forgotten? When visitors come, all they ever bring are worthless words, and when they leave, they spread gossip. My enemies whisper about me. They think the worst, and they say, you have some fatal disease, you'll never get well. My most trusted friend has turned against me, though he ate at my table. Have pity, Lord. Heal me so I can pay them back. Then my enemies won't defeat me, and I will know that you really care. You have helped me because I am innocent, and you will always be close to my side. You, the Lord God of Israel, will be praised forever. Amen and amen.
Book 2. Psalm 42. A special psalm for the people of Korah and for the music leader. Longing for God. As a deer gets thirsty for streams of water, I truly am thirsty for you, my God. In my heart I am thirsty for you, the living God. When will I see your face? Day and night my tears are my only food, as everyone keeps asking, "Where is your God?" Sorrow floods my heart when I remember leading the worshippers to your house. I can still hear them shout their joyful praises. Why am I discouraged? Why am I restless? I trust you, and I will praise you again because you helped me, and you are my God. I am deeply discouraged as I think about you from where the Jordan begins at Mount Hermon and from Mount Mizar. Your vicious waves have swept over me like an angry ocean or a roaring waterfall. Every day you are kind, and at night you give me a song as my prayer to you, the living Lord God. You are my mighty rock. Why have you forgotten me? Why must enemies mistreat me and make me sad? Even my bones are in pain, while all day long my enemies sneer and ask, "Where is your God?" Why am I discouraged? Why am I restless? I trust you, and I will praise you again, because you helped me, and you are my God.
Psalm 43. A prayer in times of trouble. Show that I am right, God. Defend me against everyone who doesn't know you. Rescue me from each of those deceitful liars. I run to you for protection. Why have you turned me away? Why must enemies mistreat me and make me sad? Send your light and your truth to guide me. Let them lead me to your house on your sacred mountain. Then I will worship at your altar because you make me joyful. You are my God, and I will praise you. Yes, I will praise you as I play my harp. Why am I discouraged? Why am I restless? I trust you, and I will praise you again because you help me, and you are my God.
Psalm 44. A special psalm for the people of Korah and for the music leader. A prayer for help. Our God, our ancestors told us what wonders you worked, and we listened carefully. You chased off the nations by causing them trouble with your powerful arm. Then you let our ancestors take over their land. Their strength and weapons were not what won the land and gave them victory. You loved them and fought with your powerful arm and your shining glory. You are my God and King, and you give victory to the people of Jacob. By your great power, we knocked our enemies down and stomped on them. I don't depend on my arrows or my sword to save me, but you saved us from our hateful enemies, and you put them to shame. We boast about you, our God, and we are always grateful. But now, you have rejected us. You don't lead us into battle, and we look foolish. You made us retreat, and our enemies have taken everything we own. You let us be slaughtered like sheep, and you scattered us among the nations. You sold your people for little or nothing, and you earned no profit. You made us look foolish to our neighbors, and people who live nearby insult us and sneer. Foreigners joke about us and shake their heads. I am embarrassed every day, and I blush with shame. But others mock and sneer as they watch my enemies take revenge on me. All of this has happened to us, though we didn't forget you or break our agreement. We always kept you in mind and followed your teaching. But you crushed us, and you covered us with deepest darkness where wild animals live. We did not forget you, or lift our hands in prayer to foreign gods. You would have known it, because you discover every secret thought. We face death all day for you. We are like sheep on their way to be slaughtered. Wake up! Do something, Lord! Why are you sleeping? Don't desert us forever. Why do you keep looking away? Don't forget our sufferings and all of our troubles. We are flat on the ground, holding on to the dust. Do something. Help us. Show how kind you are, and come to our rescue.
Psalm 45, a special psalm for the people of Korah and for the music leader, to the tune Lilies, a love song. For a royal wedding. My thoughts are filled with beautiful words for the king, and I will use my voice as a writer would use pen and ink. No one is as handsome as you. Your words are always kind. That is why God will always bless you. Mighty king, glorious ruler, strap on your sword and ride out in splendor. Win victories for truth and mercy and justice. Do fearsome things with your powerful arm. Send your sharp arrows through enemy hearts and make all nations fall at your feet. You are God, and you will rule forever as king. Your royal power brings about justice. You love justice and hate evil. And so, your God chose you and made you happier than any of your friends. The sweet aroma of the spices, myrrh, aloes, and cassia covers your royal robes. You enjoy the music of harps in palaces decorated with ivory. Daughters of kings are here, and your bride stands at your right side, wearing a wedding gown trimmed with pure gold. Bride of the king, listen carefully to me. Forget your own people and your father's family. The king is your husband, so do what he desires. All of the richest people from the city of Tyre will try to influence you with precious treasures. Your bride, my king, has inward beauty, and her wedding gown is woven with threads of gold. Wearing the finest garments, she is brought to you, followed by her young friends, the bridesmaids. Everyone is excited as they follow you to the royal palace. Your sons and your grandsons will also be kings, as your ancestors were. You will make them the rulers everywhere on earth. I will make your name famous from now on, and you will be praised forever and ever.
Psalm 46. A special song for the people of Korah and for the music leader. God is our mighty fortress. God is our mighty fortress, always ready to help in times of trouble. And so we won't be afraid. Let the earth tremble and the mountains tumble into the deepest sea. Let the ocean roar and foam and its raging waves shake the mountains. A river and its streams bring joy to the city, which is the sacred home of God Most High. God is in that city and it won't be shaken. He will help it at dawn. Nations rage, kingdoms fall, but at the voice of God the earth itself melts. The Lord All-Powerful is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, see the fearsome things the Lord has done on earth. God brings wars to an end all over the world. He breaks the arrows, shatters the spears, and burns the shields. Our God says, "Come down and learn that I am God. All nations on earth will honor me." The Lord All-Powerful is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Psalm 47. A psalm for the people of Korah and for the music leader. God rules the nations. All of you nations, clap your hands and shout joyful praises to God. The Lord Most High is fearsome, the ruler of all the earth. God has put every nation under our power, and he chose for us the land that was the pride of Jacob, his favorite. God goes up to his throne as people shout and trumpets blast. Sing praises to God our King, the ruler of all the earth. Praise God with songs. God rules the nations from his sacred throne. Their leaders come together and are now the people of Abraham's God. All rulers on earth surrender their weapons, and God is greatly praised.
Psalm 48. A song and a psalm for the people of Korah. The City of God. The Lord God is wonderful. He deserves all praise in the city where he lives. His holy mountain, beautiful and majestic, brings joy to all on earth. Mount Zion, truly sacred, is home for the great king. God is there to defend it and has proved to be its protector. Kings joined forces to attack the city, but when they saw it, they were terrified and ran away. They trembled all over like women giving birth, or like sea-going ships wrecked by eastern winds. We had heard about it, and now we have seen it, in the city of our God, the Lord All-Powerful. This is the city that God will let stand forever. Our God, here in your temple we think about your love. You are famous and praised everywhere on earth as you win victories with your powerful arm. Mount Zion will celebrate and all Judah will be glad because you bring justice. Let's walk around Zion and count its towers. We will see its strong walls and visit each fortress. Then you can say to future generations, our God is like this forever and will always guide us.
Psalm 49. A psalm for the people of Korah and for the music leader. Don't depend on wealth. Everyone on this earth, now listen to what I say. Listen, no matter who you are, rich or poor. I speak words of wisdom, and my thoughts make sense. I have in mind a mystery that I will explain while playing my harp. Why should I be afraid in times of trouble when I am surrounded by vicious enemies? They trust in their riches and brag about all of their wealth. You cannot buy back your life or pay off God. It costs far too much to buy back your life. You can never pay God enough to stay alive forever and safe from death. We see that wise people die and so do stupid fools. Then their money is left for someone else. The grave will be their home forever and ever, although they once had land of their own. Our human glory disappears, and like animals, we die. Here is what happens to fools and to those who trust the words of fools. They are like sheep, with death as their shepherd, leading them to the grave. In the morning, God's people will walk all over them, as their bodies lie rotting in their home, the grave, but God will rescue me from the power of death. Don't let it bother you when others get rich and live in luxury. Soon they will die, and all of their wealth will be left behind. We humans are praised when we do well, and all of us are glad to be alive. But we each will go down to our ancestors, never again to see the light of day. Our human glory disappears, and like animals, we die.
Psalm 50, a psalm by Asaph. What pleases God? From east to west, the powerful Lord God has been calling together everyone on earth. God shines brightly from Zion, the most beautiful city. Our God approaches, but not silently. A flaming fire comes first, and a storm surrounds him. God comes to judge his people. He shouts to the heavens and to the earth, "Call my followers together. They offered me a sacrifice, and we made an agreement." The heavens announce, "God is the judge, and he is always honest." My people, I am God. Israel, I am your God. Listen to my charges against you. Although you offer sacrifices and always bring gifts, I won't accept your offerings of bulls and goats. Every animal in the forest belongs to me, and so do the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know all the birds in the mountains, and every wild creature is in my care. If I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you, because I own the world and everything in it. I don't eat the meat of bulls or drink the blood of goats. I am God Most High. The only sacrifice I want is for you to be thankful and to keep your word. Pray to me in time of trouble. I will rescue you, and you will honor me. But to the wicked, I say, you don't have the right to mention my laws or claim to keep our agreement. You refused correction and rejected my commands. You made friends with every crook you met, and you liked people who break their wedding vows. You talked only about violence and told nothing but lies. You sat around gossiping, ruining the reputation of your own relatives. When you did all of this, I didn't say a word, and you thought, God is just like us. But now I will accuse you. You have ignored me. So pay close attention or I will tear you apart, and no one can help you. The sacrifice that honors me is a thankful heart. Obey me, and I, your God, will show my power to save.
Psalm 51, for the music leader, a psalm by David when the prophet Nathan came to him after David had been with Bathsheba. A prayer for forgiveness. You are kind, God. Please have pity on me. You are always merciful. Please wipe away my sins. Wash me clean from all of my sin and guilt. I know about my sins, and I cannot forget my terrible guilt. You are really the one I have sinned against. I have disobeyed you and have done wrong. So it is right and fair for you to correct and punish me. I have sinned and done wrong since the day I was born, but you want complete honesty, so teach me true wisdom. Wash me with hyssop until I am clean and whiter than snow. Let me be happy and joyful. You crushed my bones, now let them celebrate. Turn your eyes from my sin and cover my guilt. Create pure thoughts in me and make me faithful again. Don't chase me away from you or take your Holy Spirit away from me. Make me as happy as you did when you saved me. Make me want to obey. I will teach sinners your law, and they will return to you. Keep me from any deadly sin. Only you can save me. Then I will shout and sing about your power to save. Help me to speak, and I will praise you, Lord. Offerings and sacrifices are not what you want. The way to please you is to feel sorrow deep in our hearts. This is the kind of sacrifice you won't refuse. Please be willing, Lord, to help the city of Zion and to rebuild its walls. Then you will be pleased with the proper sacrifices, and we will offer bulls on your altar once again.
Psalm 52. A special psalm by David for the music leader. He wrote this when Doeg from Edom went to Saul and said, David has gone to Ahimelech's house. God is in control. You people may be strong and brag about your sins, but God can be trusted day after day. You plan brutal crimes, and your lying words cut like a sharp razor. You would rather do evil than good, and tell lies than speak the truth. You love to say cruel things, and your words are a trap. God will destroy you forever. He will grab you and drag you from your homes. You will be uprooted and left to die. When good people see this fearsome sight, they will laugh and say, just look at them now. Instead of trusting God, they trusted their wealth and their cruelty. But I am like an olive tree growing in God's house, and I can count on his love forever and ever. I will always thank God for what he has done. I will praise his good name when his people meet.
Psalm 53. A special psalm by David for the music leader. To the tune Mahalath. No one can ignore God. Only a fool would say, there is no God. People like that are worthless. They are heartless and cruel and never do right. From heaven, God looks down to see if anyone is wise enough to search for him. But all of them are crooked and corrupt. Not one of them does right. Won't you lawbreakers learn? You refuse to pray, and you gobble down the people of God. But you will be terrified worse than ever before. God will scatter the bones of his enemies, and you will be ashamed when God rejects you. I long for someone from Zion to come and save Israel. Our God, when you bless your people again, Jacob's family will be glad, and Israel will celebrate.
Psalm 54. For the music leader. Use with stringed instruments. A special psalm that David wrote when the people of Ziph went to Saul and said, David is hiding here with us. Trusting God in times of trouble. Save me, God, by your power and prove that I am right. Listen to my prayer and hear what I say. Cruel strangers have attacked and want me dead. Not one of them cares about you. You will help me, Lord God, and keep me from falling. You will punish my enemies for their evil deeds. Be my faithful friend and destroy them. I will bring a gift and offer a sacrifice to you, Lord. I will praise your name because you are good. You have rescued me from all of my troubles, and my own eyes have seen my enemies fall.
Psalm 55, a special psalm by David for the music leader, used with stringed instruments. Betrayed by a friend. Listen, God, to my prayer. Don't reject my request. Please listen and help me. My thoughts are troubled, and I keep groaning because my loud enemies shout and attack. They treat me terribly and hold angry grudges. My heart is racing fast, and I am afraid of dying. I'm trembling with fear, completely terrified. I wish I had wings like a dove so I could fly far away and be at peace. I would go and live in some distant desert. I would quickly find shelter from howling winds and raging storms. Confuse my enemies, Lord. Upset their plans. Cruelty and violence are all I see in the city, and they are like guards on patrol day and night. The city is full of trouble, evil, and corruption. Troublemakers and liars freely roam the streets. My enemies are not the ones who sneer and make fun. I could put up with that or even hide from them. But it was my closest friend, the one I trusted most. We enjoyed being together, and we went with others to your house, our God. All who hate me are controlled by the power of evil. Sentence them to death, and send them down alive to the world of the dead. I ask for your help, Lord God, and you will keep me safe. Morning, noon, and night you hear my concerns and my complaints. I am attacked from all sides, but you will rescue me, unharmed by the battle. You have always ruled, and you will hear me. You will defeat my enemies because they won't turn and worship you. My friend turned against me and broke his promise. His words were smoother than butter and softer than olive oil. But hatred filled his heart, and he was ready to attack with a sword. Our Lord, we belong to you. We tell you what worries us, and you won't let us fall. But what about those people who are cruel and brutal? You will throw them down into the deepest pit long before their time. I trust you, Lord.
Psalm 56. For the music leader. To the tune, A Silent Dove in the Distance. A special psalm by David when the Philistines captured him in Gath. A prayer of trust in God. Have pity, God Most High. My enemies chase me all day. Many of them are pursuing and attacking me. But even when I am afraid, I keep on trusting you. I praise your promises. I trust you and am not afraid. No one can harm me. Enemies spend the whole day finding fault with me. All they think about is how to do me harm. They attack from ambush, watching my every step and hoping to kill me. They won't get away with these crimes, God, because when you get angry, you destroy people. You have kept record of my days of wandering. You have stored my tears in your bottle and counted each of them. When I pray, Lord God, my enemies will retreat, because I know for certain that you are with me. I praise your promises. I trust you and am not afraid. No one can harm me. I will keep my promises to you, my God, and bring you gifts. You protected me from death and kept me from stumbling, so that I would please you and follow the light that leads to life.
Psalm 57. For the music leader, to the tune Don't Destroy, a special psalm by David when he was in the cave while running from Saul. Praise and trust in times of trouble. God Most High, have pity on me. Have mercy, I run to you for safety. In the shadow of your wings I seek protection till danger dies down. I pray to you, my protector. You will send help from heaven and save me, but you will bring trouble on my attackers. You are faithful, and you can be trusted. I live among lions who gobble down people. They have spears and arrows instead of teeth, and they have sharp swords instead of tongues. May you, my God, be honored above the heavens. May your glory be seen everywhere on earth. Enemies set traps for my feet and struck me down. They dug a pit in my path, but fell in it themselves. I am faithful to you, and you can trust me. I will sing and play music for you, my God. I feel wide awake. I will wake up my harp and wake up the sun. I will praise you, Lord, for everyone to hear, and I will sing hymns to you in every nation. Your love reaches higher than the heavens. Your loyalty extends beyond the clouds. May you, my God, be honored above the heavens. May your glory be seen everywhere on earth.
Psalm 58. A special psalm by David for the music leader. To the tune, Don't Destroy. A prayer when all goes wrong. Do you mighty people talk only to oppose justice? Don't you ever judge fairly? You are always planning evil, and you are brutal. You have done wrong and lied from the day you were born. Your words spread poison like the bite of a cobra that refuses to listen to the snake charmer. My enemies are fierce as lions, Lord God. Shatter their teeth. Snatch out their fangs. Make them disappear like leaking water and make their arrows miss. Let them dry up like snails or be like a child that dies before seeing the sun. Wipe them out quicker than a pot can be heated by setting thorns on fire. Good people will be glad when they see the wicked getting what they deserve, and they will wash their feet in their enemy's blood. Everyone will say, "It's true, good people are rewarded. God does rule the earth with justice."
Psalm 59. For the music leader. To the tune, Don't Destroy. A special psalm by David when Saul had David's house watched so that he could kill him. A prayer for protection. Save me, God. Protect me from enemy attacks. Keep me safe from brutal people who want to kill me. Merciless enemies, Lord, are hiding and plotting, hoping to kill me. I have not hurt them in any way at all, but they are ready to attack, Do something. Help me. Look at what's happening. Lord God all-powerful, you are the God of Israel. Punish the other nations, and don't pity those terrible and rebellious people. My enemies return at evening, growling like dogs roaming the city. They curse, and their words cut like swords, as they say to themselves, "No one can hear us." You, Lord, laugh at them and sneer at the nations. You are my mighty fortress, and I depend on you. You love me and will let me see my enemies defeated. Don't kill them, or everyone may forget. Just use your mighty power to make them tremble and fall. You are a shield for your people. My enemies are liars, so let them be trapped by their boastful lies. Get angry and destroy them. Leave them in ruin. Then all the nations will know that you rule in Israel. Those liars return at evening, growling like dogs roaming the city. They search for scraps of food, and they snarl until they are stuffed. But I will sing about your strength, my God, and I will celebrate because of your love. You are my fortress, my place of protection in times of trouble. I will sing your praises. You are my mighty fortress, and you love me.
Psalm 60. For the music leader. To the tune, Lily of the Promise. A special psalm by David for teaching. He wrote it during his wars with the Arameans of northern Syria, when Joab came back and killed 12,000 Edomites in Salt Valley. You can depend on God. You, God, are angry with us. We are rejected and crushed. Make us strong again. You made the earth shake and split wide open. Now heal its wounds and stop its trembling. You brought hard times on your people, and you gave us wine that made us stagger. You gave a signal to those who worship you so they could escape from enemy arrows. Answer our prayers. Use your powerful arm and give us victory. Then the people you love will be safe. Our God, you solemnly promised, "I would gladly divide up the city of Shechem and give away Succoth Valley piece by piece. The lands of Gilead and Manasseh are mine. Ephraim is my war helmet, and Judah is the symbol of my royal power. Moab is merely my washbasin. Edom belongs to me, and I shout in triumph over the Philistines. Our God, who will bring me to the fortress or lead me to Edom? Have you rejected us and deserted our armies? Help us defeat our enemies. No one else can rescue us. You will give us victory and crush our enemies."
Psalm 61. A psalm by David for the music leader. Use with stringed instruments. Under the protection of God. Please listen, God, and answer my prayer. I feel hopeless, and I cry out to you from a faraway land. Lead me to the mighty rock high above me. You are a strong tower where I am safe from my enemies. Let me live with you forever and find protection under your wings, my God. You heard my promises, and you have blessed me, just as you bless everyone who worships you. Let the king have a long and healthy life. May he always rule with you, God, at his side. May your love and loyalty watch over him. I will sing your praises forever, and will always keep my promises.
Psalm 62. A psalm by David for Jeduthun, the music leader. God is powerful and kind. Only God can save me, and I calmly wait for him.
God alone is the mighty rock that keeps me safe, and the fortress where I am secure. I feel like a shaky fence or a sagging wall. How long will all of you attack and assault me? You want to bring me down from my place of honor. You love to tell lies, and when your words are kind, hatred hides in your heart. Only God gives inward peace, and I depend on him. God alone is the mighty rock that keeps me safe, and he is the fortress where I feel secure. God saves me and honors me. He is that mighty rock where I find safety. Trust God, my friends, and always tell him each one of your concerns. God is our place of safety. We humans are only a breath. None of us are truly great. All of us together weigh less than a puff of air. Don't trust in violence, or depend on dishonesty, or rely on great wealth. I heard God say two things. I am powerful, and I am very kind. The Lord rewards each of us according to what we do.
Psalm 63, a psalm by David when he was in the desert of Judah. God's love means more than life. You are my God. I worship you. In my heart I long for you, as I would long for a stream in a scorching desert. I have seen your power and your glory in the place of worship. Your love means more than life to me, and I praise you. As long as I live, I will pray to you. I will sing joyful praises and be filled with excitement like a guest at a banquet. I think about you before I go to sleep, and my thoughts turn to you during the night. You have helped me, and I sing happy songs in the shadow of your wings. I stay close to you, and your powerful arm supports me. All who want to kill me will end up in the ground. Swords will run them through, and wild dogs will eat them. Because of you, our God, the king will celebrate with your faithful followers, but liars will be silent.
Psalm 64, a psalm by David for the music leader. Celebrate because of the Lord. Listen to my concerns, God, and protect me from my terrible enemies. Keep me safe from secret plots of corrupt and evil gangs. Their words cut like swords, and their cruel remarks sting like sharp arrows. They fearlessly ambush and shoot innocent people. They are determined to do evil, and they tell themselves, "Let's set traps. No one can see us." They make evil plans and say, "We'll commit a perfect crime. No one knows our thoughts." But God will shoot his arrows and quickly wound them. They will be destroyed by their own words, and everyone who sees them will tremble with fear. They will be afraid and say, "Look at what God has done, and keep it all in mind." May the Lord bless his people with peace and happiness, and let them celebrate.
Psalm 65, a psalm by David and a song for the music leader. God answers prayer. Our God, you deserve praise in Zion where we keep our promises to you. Everyone will come to you because you answer prayer. Our terrible sins get us down, but you forgive us. You bless your chosen ones and you invite them to live near you in your temple. We will enjoy your house, the sacred temple. Our God, you save us, and your fearsome deeds answer our prayers for justice. You give hope to people everywhere on earth, even those across the sea. You are strong, and your mighty power put the mountains in place. You silence the roaring waves and the noisy shouts of the nations.
People far away marvel at your fearsome deeds, and all who live under the sun celebrate and sing because of you. You take care of the earth and send rain to help the soil grow all kinds of crops. Your rivers never run dry, and you prepare the earth to produce much grain. You water all of its fields and level the lumpy ground. You send showers of rain to soften the soil and help the plants sprout. Wherever your footsteps touch the earth, a rich harvest is gathered. Desert pastures blossom, and mountains celebrate. Meadows are filled with sheep and goats. Valleys overflow with grain and echo with joyful songs.
Psalm 66. A song and a psalm for the music leader. Shout praises to God. Tell everyone on this earth to shout praises to God. Sing about His glorious name. Honor Him with praises. Say to God, everything you do is fearsome, and your mighty power makes your enemies come crawling. You are worshipped by everyone. We all sing praises to you. Come and see the fearsome things our God has done. When God made the sea dry up, our people walked across, and because of Him, we celebrated there. His mighty power rules forever, and nothing the nations do can be hidden from Him. So don't turn against God. All of you people, come praise our God. Let His praises be heard. God protects us from death and keeps us steady. Our God, you tested us, just as silver is tested. You trapped us in a net and gave us heavy burdens. You sent war chariots to crush our skulls. We traveled through fire and through floods, but you brought us to a land of plenty. I will bring sacrifices into your house, my God, and I will do what I promised when I was in trouble. I will sacrifice my best sheep and offer bulls and goats on your altar. All who worship God, come here and listen. I will tell you everything God has done for me. I prayed to the Lord, and I praised Him. If my thoughts had been sinful, He would have refused to hear me. But God did listen and answered my prayer. Let's praise God. He listened when I prayed, and He is always kind.
Psalm 67. A psalm and a song for the music leader. Use with stringed instruments. Tell the nations to praise God. Our God, be kind and bless us. Be pleased and smile. Then everyone on earth will learn to follow you. And all nations will see your power to save us. Make everyone praise you and shout your praises. Let the nations celebrate with joyful songs, because you judge fairly and guide all nations. Make everyone praise you and shout your praises. Our God has blessed the earth with a wonderful harvest. Pray for His blessings to continue, and for everyone on earth to worship our God.
Psalm 68. A psalm and a song by David for the music leader. God will win the battle. Do something, God. Scatter your hateful enemies. Make them turn and run. Scatter them like smoke. When you come near, make them melt like wax in a fire. But let your people be happy and celebrate because of you. Our God, you are the one who rides on the clouds, and we praise you. Your name is the Lord, and we celebrate as we worship you. Our God, from your sacred home, you take care of orphans and protect widows. You find families for those who are lonely. You set prisoners free and let them prosper. But all who rebel will live in a scorching desert. You set your people free, and you led them through the desert. God of Israel, the earth trembled and rain poured down. You alone are the God who rules from Mount Sinai. When your land was thirsty, you sent showers to refresh it. Your people settled there, and you were generous to everyone in need. You gave the command, and a chorus of women told what had happened. Kings and their armies retreated and ran, and everything they left is now being divided. And for those who stayed back to guard the sheep, there are metal doves with silver-coated wings and shiny gold feathers. God all-powerful, you scattered the kings like snow falling on Mount Zalmon. Our Lord and our God, Bashan is a mighty mountain covered with peaks. Why is it jealous of Zion, the mountain you chose as your home forever? When you, Lord God, appeared to your people at Sinai, you came with thousands of mighty chariots. When you climbed the high mountain, you took prisoners with you and were given gifts. Your enemies didn't want you to live there, but they gave you gifts. We praise you, Lord God. You treat us with kindness day after day, and you rescue us. You always protect us and save us from death. Our Lord and our God, your terrible enemies are ready for war, but you will crush their skulls. You promised to bring them from Bashan and from the deepest sea. Then we could stomp on their blood and our dogs could chew on their bones. We have seen crowds marching to your place of worship, our God and King. The singers come first, and then the musicians, surrounded by young women playing tambourines. They come shouting, "People of Israel, praise the Lord God!" The small tribe of Benjamin leads the way, followed by the leaders from Judah. Then come the leaders from Zebulun and Naphtali. Our God, show your strength. Show us once again. Then kings will bring gifts to your temple in Jerusalem. Punish that animal that lives in the swamp. Punish that nation whose leaders and people are like wild bulls. Make them come crawling with gifts of silver. Scatter those nations that enjoy making war. Force the Egyptians to bring gifts of bronze. Make the Ethiopians hurry to offer presents. Now sing praises to God. Every kingdom on earth, sing to the Lord. Praise the one who rides across the ancient skies. Listen as he speaks with a mighty voice. Tell about God's power. He is honored in Israel, and he rules the skies. The God of Israel is fearsome in his temple, and he makes us strong. Let's praise our God.
Psalm 69. By David for the music leader, to the tune Lilies. God can be trusted. Save me, God. I am about to drown. I am sinking deep in the mud and my feet are slipping. I am about to be swept under by a mighty flood. I am worn out from crying and my throat is dry. I have waited for you till my eyes are blurred. There are more people who hate me for no reason than there are hairs on my head. Many terrible enemies want to destroy me, God. Am I supposed to give back something I didn't steal? You know my foolish sins. Not one is hidden from you. Lord God, all-powerful, ruler of Israel, don't let me embarrass anyone who trusts and worships you. It is for your sake alone that I am insulted and blush with shame. I am like a stranger to my relatives and like a foreigner to my own family. My love for your house burns in me like a fire, and when others insulted you, they insulted me as well. I cried and went without food, but they still insulted me. They sneered at me for wearing sackcloth to show my sorrow. Rulers and judges gossip about me, and drunkards make up songs to mock me. But I pray to you, Lord. So when the time is right, answer me and help me with your wonderful love. Don't let me sink in the mud, but save me from my enemies and from the deep water. Don't let me be swept away by a flood or drowned in the ocean or swallowed by death. Answer me, Lord. You are kind and good. Pay attention to me. You are truly merciful. Don't turn away from me. I am your servant, and I am in trouble. Please hurry and help. Come and save me from my enemies. You know how I am insulted, mocked, and disgraced. You know every one of my enemies. I am crushed by insults, and I feel sick. I had hoped for mercy and pity, but there was none. Enemies poisoned my food, and when I was thirsty, they gave me vinegar. Make their table a trap for them and their friends. Blind them with darkness and make them tremble. Show them how angry you are. Be furious and catch them. Destroy their camp and don't let anyone live in their tents. They cause trouble for people you have already punished. Their gossip hurts those you have wounded. Make them guiltier than ever and don't forgive them. Wipe their names from the book of the living. Remove them from the list of the innocent. I am mistreated and in pain. Protect me, God, and keep me safe. I will praise the Lord God with a song and a thankful heart. This will please the Lord better than offering an ox or a full-grown bull. When those in need see this, they will be happy, and the Lord's worshipers will be encouraged. The Lord will listen when the homeless cry out, and he will never forget his people in prison. Heaven and earth will praise our God, and so will the oceans and everything in them. God will rescue Jerusalem, and he will rebuild the towns of Judah. His people will live there on their own land, and when the time comes, their children will inherit the land. Then everyone who loves God will also settle there.
Psalm 70, by David for the music leader, to be used when an offering is made. God is wonderful. Save me, Lord God. Hurry and help. Disappoint and confuse all who want to kill me. Turn away and disgrace all who want to hurt me. Embarrass and shame those who say, "We told you so." Let your worshippers celebrate and be glad because of you. They love your saving power, so let them always say, "God is wonderful." I am poor and needy, but you, the Lord God, care about me. You are the one who saves me. Please, hurry and help.
Psalm 71, a prayer for God's protection. I run to you, Lord, for protection. Don't disappoint me. You do what is right, so come to my rescue. Listen to my prayer and keep me safe. Be my mighty rock, the place where I can always run for protection. Save me by your command. You are my mighty rock and my fortress. Come and save me, Lord God, from vicious and cruel and brutal enemies. I depend on you, and I have trusted you since I was young. I have relied on you from the day I was born. You brought me safely through birth, and I always praise you. Many people think of me as something evil, but you are my mighty protector, and I praise and honor you all day long. Don't throw me aside when I am old. Don't desert me when my strength is gone. My enemies are plotting because they want me dead. They say, "Now we'll catch you." God has deserted you, and no one can save you. Come closer, God. Please hurry and help. Embarrass and destroy all who want me dead. Disgrace and confuse all who want to hurt me. I will never give up hope or stop praising you. All day long I will tell the wonderful things you do to save your people. But you have done much more than I could possibly know. I will praise you, Lord God, for your mighty deeds and your power to save. You have taught me since I was a child, and I never stop telling about your marvelous deeds. Don't leave me when I am old and my hair turns gray. Let me tell future generations about your mighty power. Your deeds of kindness are known in the heavens. No one is like you. You made me suffer a lot, but you will bring me back from this deep pit and give me new life. You will make me truly great and take my sorrow away. I will praise you, God, the Holy One of Israel. You are faithful. I will play the harp and sing your praises. You have rescued me. I will celebrate and shout, singing praises to you with all my heart. All day long I will announce your power to save. I will tell how you disgraced and disappointed those who wanted to hurt me.
Psalm 72 by Solomon. A prayer for God to guide and help the king. Please help the king to be honest and fair, just like you, our God. Let him be honest and fair with all your people, especially the poor. Let peace and justice rule every mountain and hill. Let the king defend the poor, rescue the homeless, and crush everyone who hurts them. Let the king live forever like the sun and the moon. Let him be as helpful as rain that refreshes the meadows and the ground. Let the king be fair with everyone, and let there be peace until the moon falls from the sky. Let his kingdom reach from sea to sea, from the Euphrates River across all the earth. Force the desert tribes to accept his rule, and make his enemies crawl in the dirt. Force the rulers of Tarshish and of the islands to pay taxes to him. Make the kings of Sheba and of Seba bring gifts. Make other rulers bow down and all nations serve him. Do this because the king rescues the homeless when they cry out, and he helps everyone who is poor and in need. The king has pity on the weak and the helpless and protects those in need. He cares when they hurt, and he saves them from cruel and violent deaths. Long live the king. Give him gold from Sheba. Always pray for the king and praise him each day. Let cities overflow with food and hills be covered with grain, just like Mount Lebanon. Let the people in the cities prosper like wildflowers,